attempt to protect the gods that they have in fact created in their minds, such as their favorite musicians, actors, so on and so forth. By suggesting that I am not to judge, I would remind you that I am using the judge's word to make judgments. I'm judging with righteous judgment, and that out of love. Furthermore, I'd like to add that if you are not zealous against error yourself, it's because you're probably not zealous for the truth, whereas I am. Now, yesterday I took the time to highlight on my radio show the likes of many celebrities that have been elevated to modern-day Christian stardom, such as Kanye West, who was trophied on the heretical Joel Osteen's platform recently for his supposed conversion, and you thought the political scene was filled with theater. Friends, the Lord warned us of both. This novice, unacquainted or unskilled in the Word of God, Kanye West, stated that he was the greatest artist that God ever created.
Because now I told you about my arrogance and cockiness already. Now, the greatest artist that God has ever created is now working for him.
Folks, is this guy kidding me? Didn't know that it was about Kanye West anymore. Kanye was praising himself. Furthermore, does someone want to give this guy a reality check on what talent truly is?
You're such a I'm a sick I like a quick I'm a sick I like a quick I'm a sick I like a quick.
Then again, the bar has been lowered so far that we can understand why he is deceived into believing that he is what he wants to believe that he is. It tells us in 1 Timothy 3:6 through 7, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Friends, you are to prove those who call themselves Christians. Again, it tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:12, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you. Now, case in point, established churches up until the 1900s used to prove their members for 1 to 3 years before accepting them for their professions. Now, friends, Kanye wants to evangelize America's youth with his music. Now, that's a good initiative, but he needs to first make sure that he's first partaker of the fruit that the Lord gives in understanding in all things. And time will show whether he is genuine or not. The reason that I bring up this point is to show you that others that have claimed conversion, such as Bono from U2, Brian Head Welsh from Korn, Alice Cooper, Bob Dylan, again, so on and so forth. Friends, they go back to the vomit that they claimed that they were converted from. How does that work? It doesn't. For example, Brian Head Welsh from Korn claims his conversion, but rejoins the band and lifestyle that he claimed to be converted from. Let me tell you how that works, friends. By feeding upon the hirelings of the day and refusing to do your own due diligence in searching scriptures for yourselves. According to Brian's World, you are to yield yourself back to the spirit of the world, Antichrist, in order to influence people for the Lord? Now, friends, I can't find that in the Word. The same thing goes for the likes of Alice Cooper. He said that he got saved because he was afraid that he would go to hell. Again, I can't find that in Scripture, but I can find where we are to fear the Lord in being converted from our sins and putting our trust in Jesus Christ through godly repentance, which is a work of the Holy Ghost. His stage antics during his live tours, Alice Cooper, of course, include being beheaded by the hands of a sexy nurse and a guillotine, using baby dolls and then impaling them with a shiny sword, and with spiders draped over his eyelids and a straitjacket with blood running down? Come on, friends. What happened to, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The good thing is that Alice said that he could never turn back on his fans. Now, if that were true, then why isn't he preaching repentance? A faithful witness delivers souls, friends. I would remind my readers that Jesus Christ is the standard here and not your favorite celebrities. This all comes back to the mushroom converts that the modern gospel has produced. The message is, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life.
Here we go.
With one heart and voice, we may prostrate ourselves at the throne of heavenly grace and present to our great benefactor sincere and unfeigned thanks for his infinite goodness and mercy towards us from our birth to the present moment, for having above all things illuminated us by the gospel of Jesus Christ, presenting to our view the happy prospect of a blessed immortality, and for our unparalleled ingratitude to the adorable being who has seated us in a land irradiated by the cheering beams of the gospel of Jesus Christ, let us fall prostrate before offended deity, confess sincerely and penitently our manifold sins and our unworthiness of the least of his divine favors, fervently implore his pardon through the merits of our mediator, Jesus Christ. Forefather and signer of the Declaration of Independence, Elbridge Gerry.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"You
shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We kind of teed things up yesterday concerning what it is that we're going to be talking about today, concerning Christian music. Is it really Christian music? And yesterday we were talking about, in part, making distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled or profane. That means showing disregard for the things of God. And we were highlighting Nadab and Abihu and setting up strange fire to God, which he commanded for them not to do. And he reminded them after he struck them dead that, in fact, that the sons of God must be holy. And the scripture is very clear about this. So without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Well, they did it anyways. They wanted to go ahead and try it their way. And what did they do? They reaped what they sowed very quickly. And that was called strange fire. And folks, there's a lot of strange fire going on out there. And then we talked about in Exodus 32 about the sounds of war. When Moses was coming down from receiving the Ten Commandments, the moral law of God, and the statutes, and the judgments. And what did Joshua notice? He noticed that the people departed from Moses almost instantaneously because he went up in obedience to the Lord to receive what it is that the Lord meant for the good of the people. And so what did the people do? Well, they say, we don't know what's become of this Moses, and they go create a golden calf through Aaron, by the way. America's filled with these. People don't like Moses. They love Aaron. And that's why you see these people. What do? They church hop. They go from ministry to ministry to ministry to ministry. They love the ministry until they find fault with it. And usually the fault that they find with that ministry that they don't like anymore concerning Moses, that's why they jump from church to church, is the very thing that they should be taking heed to. And it's the very thing that they're warring against when it comes to Scripture. But again, Scripture tells us in the book of Peter that they were appointed unto disobedience. Concerning that stumbling block, because they won't take heed, they won't pay attention, they won't do their own due diligence, they're stuck on their own pride and self-righteousness. You know, when people say to me, when I'm making reference to the scripture continuously, you know, Bradley, you just seem like you're self-righteous when you say that you're right and everybody else is wrong. Well, I am right and they are wrong. Why? Because I'm not seeking my own righteousness, and that's why I'm making reference to the righteousness that only the Word of God can establish. The self-righteous are those that don't take the time to know the scripture or to use the scripture. And the people that usually come back and say, oh, you're very self-righteous, or you're cocky, or you're arrogant, or you're prideful. Wait a second. I'm not the one standing up against the Word of God. I'm making reference to the Word of God that exposes you for who you are. A better way of saying it, is there any argument against the Bible? And the only one that we find against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. And these are the people that I'm addressing even now. But going back to a sound of war in the camp, isn't it interesting? Joshua thought it was a sound of war, which in fact what it was is they created, Aaron did, because it was people-pleasing. Interestingly enough, he creates a calf that they wanted, a golden calf, from their earrings and their goods concerning their jewelry. They make Aaron makes them a golden calf, and they, what do? They play music, and then they worship the golden image. America's filled with this. So when we come to the topic of talking about Christian music, I've seen this for years. Folks, I came in out of the rock and roll lifestyle from touring the country, only to be put into a situation inside of a Christian band, only to observe what it is that I'm going to share with you today. Because I'll tell you what, when we first came onto the scene, we were voted second best to POD after our first show. After POD was touring for up to 2 years, that's how good that band was. And I'm saying that concerning my highlighting the players that were in the band, the guitar player, the singer, so on and so forth. But we came out of the gate, we started playing with national Christian acts right away, only to observe on my front, and I believe that's why the Lord put me there, was that many of these people that profess to be Christians were not Christians at all, but in fact were using the music industry within the Christian realm, as they call it, as a stepping stone to get to a secular label. See, they wanted a crossover, but they didn't want to bring the cross. And if they didn't want to bring the cross, it only shows you that they were never converted in the first place, because there was no fruits of repentance, which is found in 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. So this is what I'm going to highlight today. I want to take the time so people might understand what Bradley is telling you from experience, from testimony, Revelation 19:10, that easily, hands down, a majority of what you have been led to believe is Christian music is not coming from Christians in any sense of the word. I'll highlight many of these said musicians throughout. And then in the latter part of the week, friends, we're going to cover also the secular musicians, because many of you that call yourself Christians are the ones that are listening to secular music. You're hypocrites. Okay, and we drew the line yesterday on this topic, and I'm not going to go over it again. Go ahead and download the podcast. But you do need to understand that if you're listening to secular music, understand the word secular means without God. So why would you fill your head, your mind, and your heart with what the Lord told you to fill up on concerning himself? That you're to seek him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, not the other way around concerning your idols. Okay? We're going to get to that as well in the latter part of the week. But let's cover this Christian scene just to show you what I've observed for the last 30 years in ministry and being in the music business, only to find out that many, more than not, that claim to be something that they are not, are clearly not when it comes to Christian music. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. 8 to 10 articles posted every single day by yours truly, Tim Brown, morning show host from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, from contributors all over the country, giving you the information that you need rather than what it is that you want to hear. It's what you need to hear. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Also check out the store. Also check out the schedule. And with the schedule, friends, I do want to reiterate the point and remind you that the Minnesota State Fair starts for the ministry for year 16 or 17 on Thursday. It starts on Thursday. We are at the Minnesota Grandstand. If you're in the Midwest, please come visit us. We spend a lot of time coming to you. So please, in return, come and say hello to us. We're at the Minnesota State Fair, the Minnesota Grandstand on the bottom floor, east and second row in. East and second row in, bottom floor of the Minnesota Grandstand. It starts Thursday and it goes till September 7th. Also, check us out on beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com as well. Friends, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content. Yes, you. To spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
Give me the community.
I get really overwhelmed by content. To change my life.
And it's all happening here.
I come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people.
This is where I belong.
We've got funding.
It's opened so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
Other people praying for you.
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. And even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at content.
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hi, my name's Tom Raymond of Tennessee, retired Marine trooper and postal worker. My life's always been centered around service to God, family, and country. I've known Bradley Dean and his family for many years, fully supporting his work with teens especially, radio podcasts to include Sunday Church, and sonsofliberty.com website, chronicling Christian and geopolitical news. I hold Bradley up in prayer and financial support his mission.
And we appreciate that, my friend Tom from Boston, Massachusetts. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. You want to jump in? Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. I'm going to dump a lot of information on you. The number's 281-845-4704. Again, that number's 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, before we start this today, I just want you to remember, if you didn't hear yesterday's show, I teed it up for today, okay? In the continuance of this discourse and which we're going to highlight right now. And the reason I'm saying that is because throughout Scripture, over and over throughout the Old and the New Testament, you are going to continuously see the Lord raise up prophets, apostles, and he's going to raise up people within the body of Christ to expose those false prophets and false teachers. over and over and over again. Now, for the biblical illiterates, they think that that's judging people. No, it's making reference to the law, and it's really exposing them in their hypocrisies concerning their profession up to the standard of who Jesus Christ is in fulfilling that law, Acts 17:31. So merely what the law does is exposes their hypocrisies for who they really are. And if you look at Jesus through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that's exactly what he was doing. They tell you what to do, how to live your life, but they themselves don't even practice what they preach. And really what it comes down to more than anything, friends, is they're just false converts, okay? Those that love the truth understand what it takes to get the truth out there. And that truth demands a response. And we also have to understand that a faithful witness delivers souls. So when you see somebody being wronged by a false prophet or a false teacher and you say nothing about it, hey, folks, I got a question. Where's the love in all that? And I want to say this. If you're not zealous against error, it's because you're not zealous for the truth. And it's just scripturally as sound as it gets in making that statement. Okay? So we're going to move on now, and I want to highlight this guy. This guy's name is Michael Tate. Michael Tate is accused of sexual assault, grooming young fans, boys, substance abuse for the last 16 years. Now, can anybody tell me, is there a bigger Christian band that's been promoted by the Christian labels more so than the Newsboys? No, absolutely not. So is anybody out there going to tell me, because I know how this works, the inner workings of being a band, everybody knows everybody, and everybody pretty much knows what everybody else is doing. It's a small community within a band, okay? Is someone out there going to tell me that nobody knew from the top up concerning the record labels, the label management, and those within the band that Michael Tate was not a sodomite? Because he comes out on June 10th of 2025, not only is he accused of grooming young boys on the road, the main lead singer for Newsboys, but he's been using cocaine on the road for 16 years. His band was also being highlighted for fornicating and partying. And yet the Christian labels are selling the Newsboys as the band to see. Oh, don't forget about the ecumenical preacher named Billy Graham, because he promoted them as well. Now, again, just taking a step back. Somebody going to tell me that nobody knew who Michael was and what this band was doing on the road by playing the hypocrites in the face of the young people that were led to believe that this was actually a Christian band? Absolutely they knew. And I would go even a step further from my experience of seeing bands within. A majority of them are not Christians at all. A majority of them, what they do, friends, is they pattern their music after secular bands. Like there's a band that sounds just like Def Leppard. There's a band that sounded just like AC/DC. There's a band. Folks, they copy the world. And then they expect to lead people to Jesus Christ. That is completely backwards. That's using the devil and his tools to win people to Jesus Christ. Satan doesn't want you going to Christ, friends. So what sort of minions are put in place to ensure that that doesn't happen? Well, people like Michael Tate, like the Newsboys. And again, going back to firsthand experience, many of the bands that I played with, friends, the only thing that they cared about is the stepping stone to get to a secular label. Many of them were not even Christians whatsoever. And if they were, the stronger ones that I actually seen with my own eyes, and I could name them in the bands and you'd know who they are, I can tell you firsthand, friends, that it was modern gospel. It was unscriptural. The message wasn't repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, as it says in the Bible. Their message was modified by the likes of the ecumenical preacher. God loves you and has a wonderful plan. Now, God loves you, but it was through a demonstration of Jesus Christ dying for the sins of the world as the propitiation on the cross over 2,000 years ago. It was a demonstration of love, friends, not a profession, but a demonstration. Now, I also want you to keep in mind, it wasn't just Jesus dying on the cross. It was actually him going out and reaching to the people that were lost. That's another facet of the modern day gospel that we don't see whatsoever. But as I said, the modern gospel has been modified to say God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Well, we already went through God loves you. You're not going to find that in the Bible as far as a profession goes. That's why I always end the show with 1 John 3:8, that we're not to love in word or tongue, but we're to love in deed and in truth. In other words, deeds, not words. Love is a demonstration, friends. It's not a profession for one another, okay? Now, also think about this. The second part of the modern gospel is this, and has a wonderful plan for your life. Put that in the light of Scripture, friends. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's the wonderful plan. Jesus said straight and narrow. That was Acts 14:22. If you go over to Matthew, start in verse 13 and go down to the end of the chapter. Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And he said there few be there that find it. There few be there that find it. Also consider that 11 of the 12 of the apostles were martyred. This is the modified version of the message that's given to people in the world today. They want the truth, friends. And it's our job as Christians to preach Christ and Christ crucified, period. Okay? And the bottom line is that's not what you're getting in any sense of the word from the modern day Christian scene. It's an absolute joke, and they're preaching a false doctrine. Furthermore, if you take the time to go to 2 Corinthians 11 and 12, read the chapters, look what Paul went through. And isn't it interesting that the very first thing, now that I'm thinking about it by the Holy Ghost, isn't it interesting that the first thing that Jesus told Paul on the road to Damascus in Acts 9, when he was converted on the spot against his free will, not... It's interesting that during that particular time, the first thing that the Lord told those to pray for him, show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. And guess what? That applies to Christians all across the boards. If you remember right, when Jesus was resurrected after the Passion of the Christ, where he died for the sins of the world on the cross, right? And he was resurrected. Remember when he showed himself to his apostles, the first thing that he did was what? He showed them the holes in his hands and he showed them the holes in his feet. And he said, as the Father has sent me, Christians, now so I send you. That's a far cry from the Lord has a wonderful plan for your life, isn't it? Yeah, it's a hard road. It's the hard road. It's the straight and the narrow road. As a matter of fact, Jesus even goes on and says that there's many that are going to seek to enter in and will not be able to. That is the reason that he tells us in Matthew 11:12, for those that are truly birthed in the Spirit of God, they will press into the kingdom of God. And they will also understand what the Lord means when he says the violent take it by force. That means they break in. They have to get a hold of the Lord in prayer for answers, just in a process of importunity, like in Luke 18 concerning the woman. That's a different topic, but it applies here. Let's keep it scriptural, and then we'll understand why we're seeing guys like Michael Tate, why he's being accused of sexual assault, why he's making a profession of his sodomy. And isn't it interesting that he was a sodomite? Why was he appointed as a sodomite? Because they knew exactly what they were doing when they put him there, friends. What was he doing on the road, Michael Tate from Newsboys? He was making a prey out of young boys. That is when he wasn't snorting cocaine and the other band members weren't fornicating. Anybody jacked about that? You talk for being angry about what these false professors are actually trying to relay. What are they doing? They're making enemies of Christ. They're creating war against God. They speak evil of the way of truth, and they wrest the scriptures to their own destruction. It's a dangerous game, friends, but I want to tell you something. It's very prevalent in the Christian scene today. I'm also going to highlight the fact that the Bible tells us clearly over 30 times how the Lord condemns sodomy. That's homosexuality. And again, every state of our union condemns sodomy. It's felonious activity. But here, we have these appointed hirelings and these false harlots telling people it's okay. to advocate for what God condemns? No. We're going to get to that in a moment.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
George Washington said, if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like the sheep to the slaughter. Benjamin Franklin falls in suit when he said, freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved and tyranny is erected on its ruins. Republics derive their strength and vigor from a popular examination into the action of the magistrates. He continues on and says, freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. They prosper and die together, and it is the terror of traitors and oppressors and a barrier against them. I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer that I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. Benjamin Franklin.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I know I'm dumping a lot of information, but if you feel led to call, go ahead. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I was just showing everybody, we got brand new t-shirts for the Minnesota State Fair on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's called Bought with a Price, and it goes back to the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 6:20. And I think if the church in America really understood that we've been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ, we would respond differently towards the things of God. in gratitude, and we'd walk in that holiness, because the mother of holiness is gratitude, right? Those that have been forgiven much, they love much. So anyways, I want to get back to this because I'm talking about Michael Tate from Newsboys. Newsboys has been sold to the world as the model of Christian behavior, only to find out that Michael Tate's a self-proclaimed sodomite, which God condemns. And interestingly enough, he was out there for 16 years using cocaine, partying. The band was fornicating. And the whole time, this sodomite named Michael Tate in Newsboys, of Newsboys, he was grooming young boys, his young fans. And then he comes out and gives a profession about how he is a sodomite, which obviously it goes hand in glove concerning the crimes that he's been accused of. And again, friends, this is what the Christian scene has been selling you. And it's not Christianity. It's a lack of Christianity. How do I know that? Because I read the whole of the word. It tells us, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. In other words, I take the time to know the doctrines that Jesus told me to know. And when I read what he tells me, and that engrafted word is imparted into my spirit, I hold to it and understand what he loves and what he hates. Read Psalm 97, verse 10. Also, Psalm 1 when you get a moment. But look at 23:22 of Jeremiah and listen carefully, because the Lord said, but if they had stood in my counsel, they would have proclaimed my words to my people and would have turned them from their evil ways and from their evil deeds. So whose words are these, friends? These are the words of men that are giving a pass to what the Lord condemns. Oh, and by the way, it doesn't end there. Also keep in mind what I have in front of everybody right now is social media platforms is sonsoflibertymedia.com and or before it's news is this hypocrite. Korn's Brian Head Welch. He talks about, comes out, makes his profession, leaves the band of Korn. We'll talk about this guy more later on in the week. But interestingly enough, it's one of the most demonic bands out there, friends. The lead singer slithers around on the stage like a snake. And he says he's been converted from partaking with that lifestyle anymore. Well, a couple years later, guess what he does? He rejoins the band that he said he was converted from. I mean, the band that contributed to the lifestyle that he said that he repented of before God, he returns to it just a couple years later. But he still wants you to believe that he's still a Christian. Don't give me that nonsense, friends. Don't give me none of your hypocrisies. You're not going to have one foot in and one foot out and be okay. Jesus speaks about this continuously. Yesterday, I had driven the line right down the center. Hey, friends, Isaiah 8:20 tells us if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. There's no light in these men, but yet somehow or another, the Christian labels are selling men like this to the people as if they're converted sinners when in fact there's no light in them. So if they're blind and they want to lead the blind, where are the blind going to lead the blind? In the ditch. Matthew 15:14. And isn't exactly where everything is going? Yes. And instead of condemning what God condemns, these guys don't even know the word. And so what they do is they expect that a majority of you are not going to know the word neither. And then they're going to sell themselves as the light to the people when in fact what they're selling you is darkness. And this goes into politics as well. This is the best that you have, Americans, really? It's the best that you have because you don't take the time to make distinction concerning the best that you have. The best that you have is Christ crucified and him risen again, my friends. Okay, who was delivered up for our offenses, but raised again for our justification. And if we're raised again for our justification, we're going to preach against this nonsense. Read Micah 3:5 as well, friends, because these people are put in place to create war against God. Okay, and also keep in mind in 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, Satan sends forth his ministers as what? Angels of light. But the Lord says you judge them by their fruit. You know, I got a question for guys like Brian Head Welch. You know, how is it that all things old have passed away? Behold, all things have become new. But now you're like a dog going back to your vomit or a sow going back to its mire. And yet you want people to believe that you've been converted. You know what? People that read the Bible, they're not that ignorant. Okay. But this is exactly what men follow when they don't take the time to know the word of God. Now we're finding that Korn, Brian Head Welch, he's calling for Christian fans to be more welcoming of the LGBTQ community. Boy, there's this reoccurring theme with the sodomites. I'm wondering, maybe this explains why we're seeing all of these said pastors that are being installed across the country. Maybe that explains why they're all walking around with those tight little skinnies on, in the same little effeminate shoes, and that preach with women's tone. I'm wondering why they're all wearing the same glasses, why they all have the same haircuts, why they're all preaching heresy, because that's exactly what they're doing. And this falls not too far from the wicked tree that preceded them. And I'm talking about the fruit of those that came up before them concerning that generation. Is it getting better, friends? Nope. The Bible says they'll wax worse, and they'll wax worse. Doesn't say they're going to get better until we get back to the Lord. Maybe this also explains why we look at in the professed Christian scene, we find these individuals that have been there for a long time, and they've sold albums to the people selling themselves as Christians, only to find out later on that they decide to come out of the closet. Don't tell me, again, friends, this is happening by chance. They know exactly what they're doing, and that's why they're installing individuals like this. Do you guys remember who Jennifer Knapp is? You know that she came out after her fame was spread abroad amongst to those that should have knew better. You know, these Christian album, by the way, these Christian individuals that sell their albums, it's like they go to Christian audiences, they call them, right? It's like going to Mexico and teaching people Spanish. That's what they do. You know, and then they get saved again and again and again and again. They're mushroom converts like I highlighted yesterday. But isn't it interesting who they go to? They go to people that call themselves Christians. Can I ask you this, friends? Yes, within the body of Christ, there is the apostle, there's the prophet, there's the teacher, there's the evangelist, there's the pastor. Ephesians 4, less for what? For raising up others, for the work of the ministry, for the perfecting of the saints. Absolutely. But what is the objective of the church? We're called and commanded by the Lord to raise up disciples, not spectators. Not spectators. Again, only if the American people would take the time to read. Oh, Jennifer Knapp, she came out. Christian artist, she calls herself. She's the devil in disguise, friends. She came out as a lesbian. What about Dan Hazelton? Sold to the people in the Christian world in America. And folks, it almost gets to the point where I feel like I'm Elijah on top of Mount Carmel mocking the people for listening to these nonsensical hypocrites. Dan Hazelton, he comes out. He's a homosexual. Been sold to the people within the body of what they call the Christian church. Nothing could be further from the truth in America today. But being sold to the people that he is a man of God. No, he's not. He's a man of the devil. He's never repented. Let's go over to Vicky Beeching. She's another one that was sold to the Christian world as a woman, a modest woman, to model your lives after, only to find out, guess what? She came out of the closet. She's a lesbian as well. What about Marcia Stevens? Same thing. Another lesbian. Remember Ray Bolts? Thank you, Lord, for giving to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving to the Lord. Moving the emotions of the people. Let me warn you of your emotions. The Bible says those that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And then when we walk in the Spirit, and we go over to Romans 8, it's interesting that in verse 13, which precedes verse 14 in Romans 8, it says that we're supposed to mortify the deeds of the flesh and that we're supposed to put on the robe of righteousness, the righteousness of Christ that's been given unto us through imputation. Is that what you're saying here? No! Imputation, what I just got done saying, folks, sounds like a foreign language to a majority of you people out there. That's why you accept these people as Christians. Ray Bolts comes out as a sodomite, a homosexual. What about the fornication within the professed Christian scene? Sex before marriage. Oh, you know, they use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. A license to sin. That's not the grace of God, nor does it define out to be the grace of God. Why? Because Christ is not a minister of sin. Folks, do you hear throughout the show today? the scriptures that are continuously firing out at you completely stand in contrast to what it is that you see today? Do you realize that I'm holding the sword of the Spirit up and I'm holding up the word of God in your face and saying, folks, his word says the opposite of what you're seeing? Do you realize this is what this ministry does day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year? Why? Because we don't see anybody doing their job, but yet far and few between, usually found within the corners that have to be sought out. This is not Christianity. I want to go ahead and take this phone call, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about a lady named Lauren Daigle. She's the new superstar Christian who doesn't know the word any more than the devil does, okay? We're going to come right back. I'm going to first take our friend Margie. Margie, it's not giving me the option to pull up. I'll pull you up on the other side. I can't pull your call up. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
My name is Lisa Mead, and I live in Farragut, Tennessee. I've been in church my entire life, and I feel like the church has changed, but God's Word has not changed. The church service that Bradley Dean leads every Sunday morning is a breath of fresh air. He teaches the entire Bible, and his teaching from God's Word magnifies the Lord Jesus Christ. Each Sunday, my husband and I look forward to the church service because Bradley honors Jesus by speaking truth that all of us need to hear. I don't want to be entertained, but need to hear the truth of God's Word. I'm so grateful and thankful to be part of the church family. Bradley's message through the Holy Spirit leads me to my Savior, Jesus Christ, and there's no better place to be. Thank you, Bradley, for answering God's call to lead the church service so that people will hear the truth that is so desperately needed today.
BBSradio.com.
Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, oh boy, does the time fly, to say the least. I mean, my goodness. I mean, we're in the third segment already, right? But I praise God for the gift of grace. Margie calling in from Minnesota didn't give me an option to pull you up, which is probably better because now I can give you more time. But it's all yours, Margie. What say you? Do we not have Margie? Margie, you're going to have to call back in. It's not letting me pick you up. Okay? I'm going to drop you a call back. I'll pull you right up. Folks, I was just talking about Michael Tate from Newsboys, sodomites, grooming young people on the road. And also with that, friends, Brian Head Welch, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm going to go to Lauren Daigle in just a moment here. I'm going to see if we can pull up our friend, Margie. Margie, are you there? Interesting. Guys at BBS, there's no ability to answer the call. Why that is, I have no idea. It's saying I can hold, but then says answer, and it won't answer. So let's try this again. Sorry about that, Margie. BBS, please pick that up. We'll take it from there. Let me get back over to this, because I want to get over to Lauren Daigle. And some people I'm noticing online right now are saying, you know, I just hope that the people that I do listen to, they're not Satanists. Well, I can tell you this right now. You are not going to be in the music industry. I'm telling you from firsthand experience. You are not going to be in the music industry, nor are you going to be in the Hollywood. That includes, first and foremost, the Christian scene, unless you comply with sacrificing the truth of the matter. That is not speculative. That is a fact. So those that you see that are popular, you can already rest assured, they said they wanted what Satan had to offer. That's why you don't see these individuals speaking out against the sins that the Lord commands the church to preach out against. Read Hosea 4:6 when you get a moment. Look at Jesus. Did he pull any punches? Absolutely not. Read 1 Timothy 5:20 when you get a moment. How you're supposed to rebuke and reprove sin that others also may fear. Do you see that happening? Absolutely not. Are these popular individuals that we're highlighting right now, and we'll get to the secular scene tomorrow or the next day, are they preaching out against sin? Nope. They're preaching entertainment. Tame derived from entertainment means to stop from entering in. They're hoping to be the next idol that puts themselves in the place of Christ. Hey, folks, Christian music and praise and worship music is about praising the Lord. It's not about praising your idol, the one that's singing the song as they pretend that they're singing about the Lord. Not in every given case, but a majority of them are. So let's go over to Mrs. Lauren Daigle, okay? She was asked the question about sodomy. She was asked during a real live interview, you know, what her thoughts on sodomites were, homosexuality. She could not scripturally answer the question. Again, when you look at Ezekiel 44:23, it says, and they shall teach my people, not the world, my people, the difference between the holy and profane. Okay? She was asked the question whether homosexuality was a sin. You know what she replied with? She said, I can't honestly answer that question. These people are singing Christian music and they don't know the scriptures? When that's the first thing the Lord told them that they must know? 7:17 of John? 2 Timothy 2:15? Oh, this is what the people accept. It's like the politicians. Oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do that. And they've been in office for 30 years, and they've never done it before. Oh, and the people get behind them, and they believe their nonsense. And those same politicians have been lying to them for 30 years that don't even know the Constitution, that are not appointed to uphold the Constitution, but the people take them for face value, and then they reelect them again. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same things and getting the same results. I mean, it's just crazy. She was asked the question if homosexuality was sin, and she said, I cannot honestly answer that. I could have asked her the question, and I can answer or ask a majority of you today, what is sin? The first thing they'll say is, it's missing the mark. It is not missing the mark. That is not what Scripture teaches at all. And that's why I continuously reiterate 1 John 3:4, which sin is the transgression of God's law. It's the breaking of God's law. How many professors call themselves Christians and you ask them to kick off three of the Ten Commandments? Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of hands that I've seen across the country doing events 3,000 times over. How many are Christians? Everybody raises their hands. Tell me three of the Ten Commandments. And yet you say, well, why do you say that, Bradley? The law's been done away with, I've been told. Well, who told you that? Because Jesus didn't. He said he didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets. He came to fulfill them. And by faith, Christians established the law. Go to Matthew 5:17. Go to Romans 3:31. I can give you example after example of where the Lord used the law as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ. The law condemns. If I'm a believer, I'm justified. The law attacks. Grace conquers. Period. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You want to know why the world's going away, friends? He that saith, I know Jesus and I don't even keep his commandments. Jesus said they're liars and the truth is not in them. 1 John 2:4. Go to verse 6. What does it say? He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Where did Jesus ever violate the moral law? He never did. He fulfilled it. Remember in John 8:46 when he said to the Pharisees, which one of you convinceth me of sin? They couldn't. Of course they couldn't. He was perfect. He was the Lamb of God without spot or blemish, people. My goodness, where are people taking this? Why are you listening to people that don't even know the answer to their profession? I mean, it's the same thing happening in colleges all over the country today. All over. I preach to college professors all across the country. Friends, indoctrinated to no end. And they laugh about it. And what's sad about it is the young people are going into debt paying these professors that don't even know what they're teaching the kids. This isn't a joke. This is why your country's going to hell in a handbasket. It's going to hell because the Lord said if you forget him, this is what's going to happen. And it's exactly what's happening. Lauren goes on, and I'm going to end with this. She goes on, at least for today. She says, I can't answer that question of homosexuality is sin. Jesus condemned it over and over and over again. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. Okay? Then she said, I don't know. I do know, in a sense, that I have too many people that I love that are homosexuals. No. Wait. She's a Christian. She talks about homosexuals that she loves, but she doesn't know. She loves the homosexuals more than she loves God. But she actually hates the homosexuals because she doesn't take the word of God and give it to the homosexuals that they might have a reason to repent. That's hate. Read Leviticus 19:17. Hey, folks, the word of God is in contrast to your carnal mind. And until people start reading and thinking the way that the Lord teaches us to think and empowers us by the Holy Ghost to think, we're going to keep going the wrong direction in this country. Lauren Daigle has no business whatsoever being on a Christian label. None whatsoever. And I revert back to the same ones that own the secular labels own the Christian labels, friends. And it is premised on witchcraft. You say what you will. Witchcraft is what? Defined in the book of Samuel? Rebellious. Isn't this rebellious towards the word of God? Claiming to be a Christian, but you don't know his word? And then advocating for what the Lord condemns? Oh, yeah, that's witchcraft. That goes beyond rebellion. Do you really think, Americans, that you're not going to get a response from the Lord God on high when you dare the justice of God through your ignorance? Oh, my goodness. It's almost like today it tells us in the book of Amos, hey, come on over to Bethel. Come to the church and sin here. It's okay. Just make the profession and Jesus will save you. Friends, there could be nothing further from the truth. But that's what it's become today. And it's because of what you're feeding on, Americans. It's because of what you're feeding on. We're going to pick up this topic again tomorrow, and we'll start with Lauren Daigle, and then before the end of the week, we're going to actually tip into secular music. And I'll tell you what, if you want to know why many of you are in the position that you're in today, it's because of the music that you listen to, regardless if you want to see it that way or not. I want to make sure that by the end of this week, your blood is off my hands. In other words, my ministry is going to not hold any offense towards you. And what does that mean? That I owe you the truth, and you're going to get the truth before the end of the week. We love you by what we do. And again, we will talk to you in 23. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, if you order any shirts, these brand new shirts, they're exclusive for the Minnesota State Fair. Your orders go out first thing in the morning. See ya.